Joining us now on the line is Jeff Babineau, the newly appointed editor of Golf Week. And Jeff, good morning to you. I know it's a tough time right now for you folks at Golf Week, and we really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us today.
Hey, good morning.
Well, Jeff, let me start with, of course, the incident that led to the removal of the former editor at Golf Week and led to your being appointed the new editor of Golf Week. And it's the picture of the noose on the cover of the January 19th issue of Golf Week, which, of course, was in relation to the story of Kelly Tillman making the lynching comments regarding Tiger Woods. The outcry over this cover has been very negative for Golf Week this week. I'm assuming it's been a tough couple of days for you, Jeff.
Oh, it's been a real tough couple of days. I mean, we've received reaction all over the map. You know, obviously, we offended people. There's no doubting that, and we've definitely apologized for that, and want to continue to apologize for that. You know, we've received a lot of support from people who, you know the quality of journalism we've been dedicated to for more than 30 years. You know, are certainly sticking behind us. We received now, you know, it's even sentiment swayed that from people who thought nothing was wrong with the cover, and we never should have fired our editor. So, I mean, it's just been a firestorm, and you know, it's one we're determined to get on the other side of and continue to be who we are in the golf industry and get on with it.
Jeff, Pat Rooney here. Do you think if Time or Newsweek would have put this cover on that they would be held to the same standard that you have been in terms of negative reaction?
You know, it's a tough question because a lot of times we'll get criticized for taking on anything that's, you know, out of the realm of just competitive golf. But, you know, I think they probably would be under the similar type of firestorm because it's, you know, what we've learned in this last week is that it's just such a loaded image and definitely offends people. It's a great offense that a lot of people take just to seeing the sight of a noose. And, you know, we've learned a real hard lesson here, and a really good editor lost his job, a good friend of mine. And, you know, it's been a tough go.
Jeff Babineau of Golf Week joining us here on the line. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you, Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Jeff has held roles including editor, deputy editor, and senior writer at Golf Week, and now is the newly appointed editor of Golf Week after the removal of Dave Senior last week. Jeff, you mentioned moving forward, and the Golf Week magazine has over 30 years of service dedicated to this industry. Do you expect to lose advertisers and or subscribers over this incident?
You know, we may. That's kind of still in the balance. We hope we don't. We met with a lot of our top accounts at the PGA show, you know, with the whole golf world here in town for the week. I mean, it was like like living inside a vacuum. And, you know, we met a lot of them and got right in front of them and apologized straight up. We have a lot of good relationships with a lot of top companies and hope that continues. You know, certainly we've received a number of letters from people who have canceled subscriptions. And, you know, the whole idea of it is if we've done something to lose people's trust and confidence in us, then it's on our shoulders to rebuild that trust and confidence.
Jeff, PGA Tour Commissioner Tim Fincham was very harsh in his comments regarding the Golf Week cover. He said, quote, "It smacks of tabloid journalism. It was a naked attempt to inflame and keep alive an incident that was heading to an appropriate conclusion." Do you agree with his comments, and were you surprised that he came out so feverishly in downgrading the Golf Week cover?
Right. I mean, it was definitely hurtful. I have no qualms at all with Commissioner Fincham having a problem with our cover. I mean, certainly we have a problem with our cover, so there's no problem there. It was hurtful, I think, that the comments went beyond that because we've had a very good relationship with the PGA Tour. I mean, we invest a lot of money in being out there on tour. I just got back from, you know, covering the first two events in Hawaii, and, you know, we're spending $5,000 to go out and do that. And, you know, when the President's Cup went to Australia, we sent four writers down there when, you know, barely anyone in the golf world went out there to cover it. And we've had a good relationship with Tim, so it was very hurtful. I talked to the tour yesterday morning. It was explained to me that, you know, part of the tone of his comments was in response to the fact that he has a good deal of respect for us and was shocked to see this from us.
Jeff, do you think that this will have a chilling effect on what you put on the cover in the future?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say chilling effect. I mean, certainly we're going to put some steps in place that there are more checks and balances. I mean, that's where we failed here. You know, there should have been more senior management that saw this cover before it went out the door. And, And you know, we're not in the business to, you know, we're not in the P.T. Barnum school that any publicity is good publicity. It wasn't some cheap trick here to go out and get, you know, huge newsstand sales. Frankly, we're about 95% subscription based, so we don't. You know, it's not like we hit the newsstands like Sports Illustrated or Time or magazines like that. So, you know, and moving forward, we're certainly going to be more careful with our covers, but we want to continue to have provocative covers as a weekly that want to bring you into our magazine.
He is Jeff Babineau, the newly appointed editor of Golf Week magazine, kind enough to join us here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic. Russ Evans and Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Jeff, we really appreciate the time, and we look forward to Golf Week continuing to be one of the leading periodicals in the market, and hopefully this incident, you'll be put it behind you guys and move forward.
Well, that's our hope, and I appreciate the time. Thanks.
All right, thank you very much. There was Jeff Babineau there, the newly appointed editor of Golf Week magazine, kind enough to join us here on Golf Exchange, presented by the Honda Classic.